Right now, though, it is time for the Biblical Worldview Question of the Week with Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away Biblical Worldview Ministry based in Carmel. Your young people need to know how to defend their faith. And if you're not sure how, then you need to also. This is why you need Anchors Away. This is why we have the Biblical Worldview Question of the Week every week. Nancy, good morning.
Well, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Kelly.
Well, thank you for taking some time out of your day to help us understand this and address this question. Why exactly is accountability so important in the church, Nancy?
Well, you know, it is just, I think it's because of the work I do personally that it is, I'm a little bit, I told you before we went on, I'm a little bit outraged right now with what's not happening and what is in the church. But the good news is there's so much we can do about it. But clearly researchers who are studying the trends in today's church agree wholeheartedly that the church is in trouble. And I'm not only talking about the church that you go to on Sunday, but the church, capital C, of Christians who just simply are lost. And they identify as Christians, but, you know, we just don't know. The church has yielded to the pressures of the godless society, and this is the problem. And many pastors have stopped teaching the truth of the scriptures, especially the death and resurrection of Christ and why it matters, you know. And I think so many of the church, according to the researchers, have adopted a therapeutic gospel. You know, this idea that's coupled with self-help messages that's called seriously many to leave the church and abandon their faith. People are leaving the church because they're not being taught. They're not being fed. And I just think when we look into this, and clearly I'm not alone in this, that the primary reason for the drift from truth is a lack of accountability in the church and in the Christian community. And I think all we have to do is look at the statistics. If only 2% of self-identified Christians can defend their faith, what are we saying here? And only 4 to 6% are living it out. And these are not random percentages. These come from Barna and Brandon House Ministries. You know, 9%, 91% of Christians, self-identified Christians, don't believe in moral absolutes. But this is the key. Over half don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And over half don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. What on earth is going on?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it gets right down to accountability. Either that or people are so poorly trained in their faith that they don't know what's going on. And I'd probably lean a little bit toward that, too, with all these statistics out there.
So then, I mean, I know it's not hard to figure out, but Nancy, just for the sake of the conversation, define accountability for us so there's no misunderstanding as we move forward with this subject.
Yes, and you know, it's quite primary. It's accountability is just being responsible for one's actions. And the dictionary says accountability is being subject to the obligation to report, explain, or justify something. It's being responsible. It's being answerable, as we have to be in the culture, the business culture. We have to be accountable for what we're doing. That's the check and balance of what accountability really is all about.
So then why do we need that, though?
Yeah, I think we need accountability because we're all sinners by nature, you know? And as human beings, unless the Spirit of God leads us, you know, we're going to seek, let's just be honest, we're going to seek to please ourselves and let our pride and selfishness reign in our lives. That's just, we're just drawn to that. And so many walk away from the call to go into the world and disciple others. And instead, we live tending to our own wants and desires. It's just what it means to be human, almost. Pastors seemingly have forgotten their call to preach what attendees want to hear. This is not the call. And the problem is that most pastors, many pastors, stay away from what people need to hear, the truth of the scriptures, because they're afraid they will might upset or offend listeners. This is true. I talk to pastors, and it is driving me crazy. You know, and for many, I think when we talk about accountability, it's about our personal lives being invaded by judgmental Christians who desire to judge us rather than to listen and encourage. But that simply is not the case of true biblical accountability. And I love this Pastor Don Keithley, who says this: by accountability, we are not talking about coercive tactics, the invasion of privacy, or bringing others under the weight of someone's manipulative or dominating tactics. Instead, by accountability, we mean developing relationships with other Christians to help to promote spiritual reality, honesty, obedience to God, and general, genuine evaluations of one's walk and relationship with God. We're talking about relationships that help believers changed by the Spirit of God and the Word of Truth through inward spiritual conviction and faith. This is something we all should desire. You know, it's not complicated. It's encouraging one another with truth.
So when we put accountability into action, what does it look like in action?
Yeah, it's about teaching. It's about exhorting. It's about supporting. It's about loving. You know, in such a way that it promotes accountability to Christ and to others in the body of Christ. But it's never meant to be a manipulation or domination. And I think that's the glitch of this, is that manipulation and domination is going on in churches. Let's just be honest, so many of them. But Scripture is filled with exhortations of Christians coming together to have fellowship and to help one another live lives to glorify God and to love others. And we see in Ephesians 4:2-3, God's design for the church is, once again, not complicated, is to love and to serve one another as a group, and then in our private lives to help others be more like Christ in our daily lives. Accountability is a necessary tool for reaching the world for Christ. We are called to serve, check this out, with all humanity and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's Ephesians 4. And then Galatians 6, brothers, if anyone is caught in transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of, look at this, not loudness or judgment, but it says, restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ. And there it is, you know. I mean, it's people coming together, exhorting one another in love, you know, and sometimes just bluntly, what is happening? And I think together we can make a difference if we approach each other with love, with the attitude that, you know, we are to restore one another and encourage one another.
Well, that sometimes doesn't happen in that way, but we have to understand when it is practiced, when accountability is practiced, there are some fruits that come of that. So what will accountability do for us? What will it produce?
Well, you know, I think we look at our own Constitution and we see accountability, you know, with the Senate and the House and the Supreme Court and all this. And we go, wow, in the presidency, we see a lot of check and balances there that could work. But in our own lives, in our own church, you know, accountability, look, it does serve as a check and balance for the way we live our lives and for our own faith. It helps those who want to live godly lives but struggle to see what is causing others to stumble by their behavior. Yeah. You know, I'm convinced that this hypocrisy is huge. I think accountability, we can call it out in love so that others don't stumble, those who are Christians and those who are seekers. I think, too, that accountability promotes servant leadership. We need to humble ourselves and realize we're not perfect. And just a word of accountability, a word of encouragement, a check on our behavior is helpful for all of us. And again, I think accountability will encourage us to encourage one another to live out Christ in all of us. We have to be voices of truth. And we can't blame it all on the pastors, but I'm telling you what, there's a reason why the church, so to speak, is broken. We just simply have to get back to the Word of God and stop trending toward this culture and the demands of culture. And I think biblical accountability is for all of us who value spiritual, mental, and emotional health in our own lives and those in the church. And I think if we, even as leaders in a church, can be humble, I mean, genuinely humble and transparent, Christian men and women are what the church needs now more than ever before. I think you'd agree that God has given us voices to use to support and at times confront not only our friends, but those in church leadership. And I'm telling you, in so many churches, this is a fight. And we have to fight against intimidation and fear of persecution within the church. We just have to stand up and do the right thing and love the right way. Because if not, the church will continue to be in trouble. I really like this Matthew 25:23. I want to close with this idea that, listen, we are all created in God's image to be light in our dark and sick culture. Yes, there will be critics, but the only one that we need to give an account to is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will be the one that will ask all of us to provide an accounting of what we did with the life that he gave us. Did we live our lives, or are we living our lives as a mirror of culture? Or did we choose to live our lives loving God and loving others? And I think these are questions we have to think about, and pastors better be thinking about it. We will be accountable, whether you want to be or not, before our holy God someday. And may we all live our lives boldly with joy and thanksgiving for all that he has done for us. And, you know, when this life that we are now living comes to an end, mm-hmm. and I do pray, and I know you and Steve pray all the time for your listeners, that we would hear those amazing words from God in Matthew 25:23. Well done, my good and faithful servant. This is really what accountability is like. And we need to hold each other accountable, because in the end, God will ask us and hold us accountable for the life that he has given us.
Mm. Yeah, and that is so true. That it's so clear in the word. It's so clear.
I know. And I think we just need to not be so flippant with our faith. Mm-hmm. And especially those in leadership, you know, you walk around thinking you're a little confused. Who's God's here? Who is God? Yeah. But the idea of taking seriously, look, the teachers and pastors will be held accountable. Right. For the truth that they levy and the lives they lead, more than those who are sitting in the pews, mm-hmm. I guarantee you. Yeah. And we just have to hold each other accountable in love and honor. Because if we don't, I don't know what's going to happen to the church. But it just seems to me that people are getting away with a whole lot. I read something the other day about leaders and pastors and churches, and I'm not talking about all pastors. There are wonderful pastors out there, but especially in mega churches where they get confused, and maybe even in the smaller churches where they intimidate and kind of want to rule everything. But it's interesting. This one guy said this. He said, you know, pastors want to be the CEOs. They want all the perks of being a CEO of their churches. But unlike businesses, they want to have those perks, but they don't want the accountability that goes along with it. And I think that's the downfall, really, of the church, because unless we encourage one another, Satan will have his way.
That is so true. That's the downfall of man, period.
Yeah, period.
Not even just the church.
Yeah.
So, Nancy. It's a crazy world out there, but we can do something about it. That's for sure.
Well, we have to try. We're compelled to.
Yeah.
So
individually, we can. Yeah.
This has been such a great word this morning. Talking with Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away, based in Carmel, Biblical Worldview Ministry. You can get in touch by clicking on the resources tab at kellyandsteve.org. You can also get Nancy's book free to you. What God, Finding Your Faith. All you've got to do is text the word WIN to 800-969-9467. As many of you want to do that, we'll get as many of you the copy of the book that we possibly can. Nancy, thank you for doing this. And man, accountability, that's a big one. I'm glad we hit this today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nancy. God bless you.
God bless you guys. And yes, we'll send you a book. That's for sure. So let us know, and hopefully you can get some of your questions answered and hopefully help others as well.